This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
And Real Ghost Stories Online. What if the first ghost you ever met didn't speak? It just wanted you to feel what it felt.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost story, so please do call in. 855-853-4802 is that phone number, and of course you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all that extra stuff, check us out on Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online, and you'll find us there, and you can join up and get access to all of the extras and everything ad-free, and also an Apple Podcast. Our premium channel is there for you to enjoy, along with your family, pets, and loved ones this holiday season.
Because nothing says happy holidays more than let's listen to some ghost stories together.
Coming up on the John Tesh Radio Show, we're going to have more music and intelligence for your life. We're going to talk about ghosts when they come back over the holidays and expose your family to your dark secrets. How do you handle it? That's next on the John Tesh Radio Show.
I mean, kind of think about it, Carol. Christmas Carol from Charles Dickens, one of the biggest ghost stories in the world. So
it is a major ghost story.
Yeah. Which of the three was your favorite? Like, if you had to choose the ghost of Christmas past, present, or future, which would be the one that you would be most apt to wrap your arms around and love?
This is hard for me because the play that I just wrote, I wrote kind of a variation on that. So those are the ghosts I'm thinking of right now.
Like Scrooge type ghosts?
It's kind of, yeah. They come to a guy when he's drunk and passed out. Oh. You know.
I've had that happen before, to be honest with you. Drunk, passed out, had a ghost show up.
I think I'd go with the ghost of Christmas. Well, you kind of want to go with future because it's like, here's what your life could be if you just turned it around and you could, you know.
But remember, he's in a big dark cloak and he's got a, I think he's got a, you know, some sort of staff or maybe, you know, kind of like the ghost of death is basically what it is.
I think he's a scepter.
Yeah.
He's a specter. Yeah. So I think.
Who do you go with?
I think I would go with him just because he is so dark and crazy. And he kind of reminds me
also
of
like, but you could turn your life around.
Can we? I mean, at this point, it might be too late for you.
Look what Scrooge does. He goes out and he gets that big old turkey and he gives the guy the day off.
Hey, young man, what day is it? Oh, it's Christmas Day. You know, that whole thing.
I think I do the past. I mean, it'd be fun to go see former Christmases just for the hell of it. You know,
oh
why
my
not?
God, you guys, no.
Why? All of them.
No.
There's good ones, and then there's crazy ones.
There are no good ones in my
We just opened up all of Carol's trauma
all
this
the
afternoon.
Trauma.
There we go.
All
sorry.
The trauma. So I hate to point fingers at my mother.
I was just going to say, you probably never had a good Christmas because of your mom being the narcissist that she is.
Every Christmas, there would be horrific fights. Every Christmas.
Of course.
But at this point in your life, Carol, can't you wrap your arms around that? Because as I told on this show before, too, my family was a mess at Christmas for the same damn reasons. There were fights and screaming and Christmas bulbs that were burned out. And you would think that it was the end of the frickin' world. But that's what I wrap my arms around when I want to get warm for the holidays.
No, I will sit here by myself all day Christmas before I would deal with something like that again.
The 12 traumas of Christmas.
Yeah, there was more than once. It was like, where did she go? Oh, she left. And then when we go to get out the leftovers, it's like, oh, she took the food.
I think you told me this one. She took the food.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, she took the food.
Where did she go with the food?
Back home. 100 miles away. She left.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that was kind of common.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny looking back on it now, but at the time.
I think Carol's crying. Are you okay?
No, I was laughing. So
okay. I just want to make sure we didn't open up some whoop-ass on your life. Okay.
No, I just want to have a regular Christmas, you know, it's just like, that's always what I wanted. Just have a regular one. So they never have in my entire life.
Okay, Carol, it's okay that you want to wrap your arms around death. Then I can understand why you'd go with Christmas, you know, future.
It could be better. It could be better.
I could see that.
Make a change.
You might want to pick. Yeah. Yeah. Harper's not a huge fan of Christmas, but we're hoping to have a good one this year. And
I think you will.
I think we will. Definitely. Yeah. I feel like it'll be good. It's just because so much of her childhood was it was chaotic at Christmas. The same reasons that, you know, Carol, your mom, the way she was the way Harper's mom was, and we had so much chaos. There would always be something. There'd always, like, you could never just get through, like, just like, even when everybody's being good, something would happen, and it was just like, Jesus, can we just have peace on earth and goodwill towards men? And then you just end up sitting in a Goodwill parking lot, you know, drinking yourself to sleep. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the holiday.
Goodwill
either,
towards men. I'm like, what's a really weird twist you could do? Like, you're in a Goodwill parking lot on Christmas, like with a 40.
I do have a story of going out for either New Year's Eve or something like that. So it is a holiday story, and getting so wasted that I walked to my car on Main Street in Fond du Lac and ended up in the Kmart parking lot, which is, as you know, Tony, it was way across town.
Holy shit.
I mean, blocks and blocks and blocks. And I was literally walking around the Kmart parking lot looking for my car. So, I mean, it's kind of like the story you
in
just
your car,
told.
Like at the bar.
It was
at the
bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a long fucking walk.
It was. And like, I remember going through people's backyards to get there, too. So I'm sure there was calls to the Fond du Lac Police Department. There's a guy walking through my backyard right now.
That's several miles.
You see the footprints in the snow.
It felt like 2 minutes. It felt like I just walked out the door of the colony and ended up at the Kmart parking lot.
Jesus. Just the route to kind of get there. I get.
I
just
don't know.
Keep going. You just keep going that way. You will get towards Kmart. I remember I would walk that every now and then back before I could, when I couldn't drive yet, from 14 to 16 when I worked at the radio station. Some days I would go for a walk or something, and I would see how far I could get. I think I walked to the mall like twice and was like, that's way too fucking far to get to.
Forest Avenue to the frontage road, and you're right there, basically, how that worked. However, I said, I took backyards.
You could probably, because if you go at kind of an angle, you're cutting some time down there. But to navigate the backyards.
What cracks me up is that at any point, do you remember during the walk, did you think I probably shouldn't be in people's backyards?
No,
just
because
seemed like the right thing to do.
It literally felt like I walked out of the bar and I was going to be in my car. It felt like a 2-minute walk. But it had to have been closer to like a half hour at least, I would think. Yeah. 20 minutes, half hour. So, yeah.
Then you get there and go, crap, now I got to walk back.
And I believe I had to work the next morning. I had to sign on the radio station in Ripon, I think.
6 a.m. probably.
That's when I was a young buck and could do those things. Christmas pass. That's my Christmas pass, Carol.
Yeah. that cracking me up.
Gosh, yeah, out there, and that building is a ghost story unto itself. Radio Road, out in the cornfield.
Oh yeah,
just a spooky place to be at night, or when there's nobody there. Last time I was in there was before they redid it, when it was abandoned.
Yeah,
just the transmitters in there, and then when I took all the 45s out of that building, I had to get in through a back window. And I asked, like, can I go get like 45s? They're like, yeah, I think there's a window open. You can get into the back. I'm like, all right. So they didn't have a key or somebody, I think Terry didn't have a key or something. And so got in, and it was like, it was kind of Walking Dead-ish, because there's this radio station, the studios are all still there, but they don't broadcast out of there anymore. Ceilings caving in on one of them, and all the lights are on and all the power's on because the transmitters are still there.
Yeah,
and there's lights on throughout the building, just like, and there's like offices that just almost looked like they were just kind of left because they kind of were years ago. And it was really a spooky,
strange,
surreal little space.
And but now I heard, it's completely redone and beautiful and a great facility again.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is utterly amazing. Because, and it's an older building, older station, been there, tons of history. When I heard that they were redoing that, it's been a while now since it's been redone. But I was like, how? Like, I really thought, like, that place, like, can you really fix it? It was in pretty bad shape.
I told the guy when he bought it, because I was working for him at the time, I said, just take a bulldozer over there and knock it down, leave the transmitters and all that kind of stuff. But he took the time and the money and the energy to do it. And it's awesome. I've not actually seen the full completed thing. So maybe when you're up sometime, we'll take a ride out there.
We'll just go tour our old radio stations just show up. Hey, guess who's back? Hi, everybody. Yeah. So that'd be fun. Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's hear it.
Hi, Tony. This is Donovan. I guess my story is my kind of first ever experience when I was in college. It was a couple years ago. I've always been interested in the paranormal, but I never really had anything occur or happen. In this one, I always watched the shows when I was a little kid, and it used to scare the crap out of me. And I always thought it was interesting. And finally, I was studying with one of my classmates in college, and I was watching a documentary when he got back about a haunted location. And he told me that he knew someone that was a part of a ghost team that they went out to places and invited me to come down one afternoon. So me being incredibly excited, thought, why the hell not? I might as well. It'll be fun. And either way, I could get a thrill even if nothing happens. We went on this. So we ended up going. We went to different locations. And nothing was really happening until we went to one location. We would sit around, you know, do EVP recordings, but we weren't really getting anything. I'm a skeptic, you know, personally, but I'm a skeptic, but I want to believe, like, I want something to happen. I still believe deep down, but, you know, I always get those immediate thoughts of, oh, there's a reason why these sounds are happening or why this, unless I see something or hear a definite voice, it's kind of hard for me to kind of rationalize it. This experience I can't really put together. So we went to a, it was our last stop. I think it was like 2 a.m. We went to a graveyard and we were doing another EVP session. And I could just feel kind of a heaviness in general when we went to this location. They told me that recently, I guess, someone was there and destroyed a gravestone, which is an atrocious act to do. But they said that they had found this gravestone destroyed almost with a sledgehammer. And they said that they had caught EVPs there. So we went there and we got there. And like I said, I just felt this heaviness. And we were there and doing EVPs. And all of a sudden I started feeling incredibly cold. But it was my right arm. It seemed to feel almost heavier. I don't want to say like someone was necessarily pulling or pushing on it, but it kind of felt that way. It was heavy and it was definitely colder. We had a thermal that they took out and it was substantially colder. I believe it was about 9 or 10 degrees colder. I had a jacket on and we did both my skin and my jacket. And there was still that large temperature drop from my left arm to my right arm. Then all of a sudden, a feeling of just immense sorrow came upon me. My eyes started watering. I was almost getting choked up for no reason. I was getting so saddened for no reason. There was another person that was with me started feeling the same thing, but it must have affected her more because she actually started bawling and saying that she felt someone holding her hand. And she said she just started crying for no reason. And it was an odd experience. I said that coldness of my arm and just that sorrow that seemed to go through me. I had never felt that way before. You know, I've heard of people being sensitive. But again, this was my first experience. I've been hooked. I've gone since with the same group and I've just been hooked on it. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what it could maybe be or of the event. I don't claim to be sensitive. I just thought that it was odd. And maybe I was just, I would feel that I may be just lucky enough to have experienced that for something like that to happen to me, let alone my first time. So, yeah, that's my experience. I've had other experiences in the future, and we definitely want to go and try and investigate that location again. So I will definitely keep you updated on what we learn. But again, Tony, I love the show. Please keep it up. I absolutely love it.
Thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that story. What's your take on all that?
Why do people go into cemeteries and do things like that? Why do they destroy headstones? Like,
because they're stupid. Themselves.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they're just dumb.
They hate themselves. That's right. Because to me, it's like, I don't, you know, I was a teenager one time, and we did stuff, but it's like, that just seems so disrespectful. You know, that was, you know, someone's life and their loved ones put up this to remember them. And then you go and destroy it. Mm-hmm. It's just, nothing good going to come from that.
I was going to do something really mean because you said I was a teenager once. I was going to say, and we cranked up the horseless carriage and we took it to town.
we did.
I don't understand the whole knocking down. I mean, whether you believe in ghosts or not, I just don't think you would want to do that, because I would think that there'd be some bad karma that comes back if you do that kind of stuff.
It happens in every town. And in fact, here, that one cemetery, Tony, it's on Hillside. I'm sure you've been in there. It's a really old one, and it's really pretty. And it has, there's one headstone that has this little girl on top of it, and you can see it as you drive by, and she's really adorable and sweet and kind of very recognizable. And somebody did that to her. And so then they had to repair her, and the whole town's upset. I'm like, why would you do that? You know, and she's so iconic and beautiful and peaceful, you know, and representing a child that died. I don't get that. I don't get that. But,
no. Yeah.
But I do think, though, you can pick up on that, the emotions of it. I think a lot of people do. Like, I get more of a feeling. Do you, Todd, like, can you kind of feel it when you go to a location? Do you feel it more than anything else?
I think there's a little bit of that. I remember the only time I've really had anything happen to me like that, there's a place up here in Wisconsin that's gone now, but it was called Summer Wind, and it was way up north, like at the border of Wisconsin and Michigan. And it was this, vacation retreat for very wealthy people. And it ended up burning down, and there were stories about it being haunted all these years and whatever. And we went and investigated the ruins, and we did get some stuff happen there that was kind of interesting. But I remember looking, I was standing on what was the porch at one time, and it was just a cement slab. And I looked down into what was the basement, and I felt this complete rush of emotion come over me, to the point where I nearly started crying. And I can cry at just about anything. So that doesn't mean too much, but the fact that there was nothing there, and I wasn't sad about it, but something came over me, and I could feel like this sense of loss. So I don't know if that was just the location itself being burned down, or if I was actually picking up on something from the past of that location.
Yeah. Because there would be a lot of emotion attached to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, and you know, there were stories for years and years and years that it was haunted, that it burned down by... They thought it was arson, but maybe it was a lightning strike and all this kind of stuff. So it really has a long story behind it.
That's interesting when the emotion just kind of overtakes you, especially for like no apparent reason.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's like, whoa, you know, that. Yeah. And you know it. And when you can feel that, it's certainly spooky, without a doubt.
Yeah.
We were talking about the gravestones. The cemetery I used to play in as a child, Ryanzi. I remember walking through there I would ride my bike through there. I would go hiking and end up there. And at that point in time, there had been a lot of vandalism in that place, and there was just countless gravestones that were, you know, tipped over, broken in half, all that. And I remember going there with my mom, and she'd be like, those teenagers. And I'm like 8 or 9 or so at this point. So I'm just thinking, like, my image of teenagers at that point in my life was like, they're all out in graveyards at night kicking over gravestones. Like, that's what those teenagers are doing. You know, they're up to no good. They're teenagers.
I'll tell you what they weren't doing, Tony. They weren't getting into the movies with popcorn under their jacket. I mean,
no.
that was for, you know, middle-aged people. That's what the middle-aged people did.
No, those teenagers probably got money from their rich parents, bought the popcorn, and brought it with them to the graveyard so they could kick over the gravestones. Teenagers.
While they're drinking alcohol.
While they're drinking alcohol, because one of their families owns the local liquor company.
And they get it for free.
Yes. There was always something like that.
This show is always a little bit of ghost story, a little bit of trauma. And we just kind of put it out there for everybody.
Ghost trauma.
It ain't your trauma, is my drama.
Yeah.
Somebody's trauma.
It's therapeutic. Did we get to both calls, or is there another call?
There's another call, I believe.
All right. I believe I can fly. Let's hear it.
Hello, you guys. I live in southeastern Pennsylvania. I've lived in my home now for 3 years. And this incident just occurred last Sunday. I was in my home. My other family members were out. They were shopping. It was, like I said, last Sunday, which was a nice sunny day. And I had just put on a movie. As I sat down, I was a couple minutes into the movie. My dog, Nessa, was laying on the floor next to me, next to the sofa. I heard a loud bang. And I could tell that I wasn't the only one hearing it because, of course, like any normal dog would do, Nessa also perked up her ears and looked down the hallway where the sound was coming from also. I have a cat that's about 8 months old. His name's Pete. So immediately I thought, oh, great. What has Pete gotten into? I tell Nessa to stay, and I get up, and I go to investigate. And sometimes the dog and the cat kind of instigate each other. So I had Nessa stay out in the living room. I walk down the hallway, and I go and I look over to my daughter's bedroom, and there's Pete. He is curled up on her bed, fast asleep. I didn't think much of it, and I look around my daughter's room to make sure nothing was broken or nothing fell, that kind of thing. And then I go into my bedroom, open the door, because I always keep my bedroom door closed. It's just what I do. I've always done it. There on my in the middle of my bedroom on the wooden floor was my makeup mirror, which is a mirror that's pretty heavy that has batteries in it. It was on the floor. It was originally on my dresser, along with two other items. It's just some lotion, makeup, not that that's irrelevant to it. But they were, all three of those items were on the floor. And I wouldn't think anything of that, but it kind of gave me chills because I'm going to confess here. The top of my dresser where these items were has several more items up on it, including one of the items is an almost completely empty bottle of perfume that is a plastic bottle that was still standing there. So logically, I'm standing there and I'm looking around the room. My room's on the second story. I honestly stood in the middle of this room and go and ask myself, was there an earthquake when I was on the couch in the living room? And I didn't realize it. And when I put the mirror back, because these items have been in that position, I mean, for months now, months and months and months, I put them in the exact same spot. The actual spot where the mirror was absolutely clear. There was nothing there that was in the way of where the mirror was that looked like it pushed it over. So I stood there for a couple more minutes in the room and kind of investigated and tried to give and find a reason for why just these three items were pushed, thrown, fell off of my dresser. So to this day, and I told my husband about it, I haven't told the kids because I don't want to scare them, but I told my husband about it, and I pleaded with him. I said, listen, I feel like I'm nuts. If you can give me a legitimate reason why just these three items fell, and of course he came up with it, we brushed it off. Well, last night I was laying in my bed. My husband was outside at this point. He was in the garage, and I'd gotten ready for bed, and I got in the bed there, and I was on my phone just scrolling through stuff, and sure enough, the same exact makeup, not the mirror, just the makeup only, fell off my dresser. Did I see it happen? No. The lights were out. I was looking at my phone. I heard it. I put the light on my phone and shined it over to where this sound came. And sure enough, there's the bottle of makeup sitting on the floor. Nothing else fell. I was in the room when this happened. I didn't get like an eerie feeling. I kind of just brushed off. I haven't told my husband about it. I stood up, turned on the light to the room, looked around, tried again to go, you know, did something push this off? I didn't see anything. I shrugged it off because I didn't want to scare myself and being like an idiot when my husband came into the bedroom. I do think back to when I was younger and when I was a kid, I would always get eerie feelings like people were watching me and I'd turn around and nobody was there. Sometimes I get nervous in a certain room in a house for no reason. I've always believed there's a logic reason for these things. So I've never, I guess, completely allowed myself to believe in these things. And I'm not even sure if they're even real right now. I don't have a logical reason for it. I went as far to actually Google if last Sunday there was an earthquake in southeastern Pennsylvania. Like maybe I was missing it as I was sitting on the couch. And of course there was not. So if you guys have a logical reason, maybe I could sleep a little better. Or I'm not kidding when I say this. I actually Googled after that happened, like how to cleanse your house. So probably today I'm going to get some sage and burn that. I've never done it before. Found that on the internet. Hope it works. Hope it doesn't make anybody angry. I'm a little nervous. But again, I guess if anybody could give me some suggestions of what could have caused that other than what I'm fearing, that would be appreciated. Thanks. Sorry for the ramble, and have a great day, you guys.
Well, I think it's clear what it is.
It's Satan.
Hey.
I'm Satan, and I'm in your house. I'm going to go and find a mouse, and I'm going to leave it on the table for you, like a cat watching in the night. It's Satan.
That's one piece
really,
of the... I missed out on this because I said this show is a little bit of ghosts, a little bit of trauma, and a little bit of Satan. We miss that every once in a while. Show tunes. Satan show tunes.
A little
tunes.
Song and dance. Yep. Yes.
Reminds me of like the freeze miser and the heat miser. That's what that kind of reminded me of. But couple of things. When you burn sage, a true story, my sister did it one time in her house after my mom died. And she went a little overboard, and there was so much smoke coming out of the windows of the house. Oh, it took her weeks and weeks and weeks to get that smell out. So don't burn too much.
That's, I like to just get stovetop sage flavor, and
no, not
you can
same.
Walk and eat with it. You can like,
yeah, not
be gone. Mm. Like, this is delicious. Like, why do...
I also think Pennsylvania is like one of the most haunted states. I know we've got New England. I know we've got different parts of the country, but there's something about Pennsylvania and the makeup of the land. Gettysburg is there, coal mining and all that kind of stuff. I just think there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in the state of Pennsylvania. Truly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's a portal to hell.
Okay, I'm glad.
There you go.
There, that answers that
up
question.
To number one this week is Portal to Hell by Satan.
That's pretty good.
Up next on the countdown, a long distance dedication from the devil himself to his old friend JC. The holidays are coming up and he wants to reconnect. That's coming up. Casey's Coast to Coast.
Satan, here's your long distance dedication.
If I should stay, I would only be in the way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. Yeah. And
you almost hit it. You almost hit it, Satan. You were almost
you
there.
Did not
I will always love you.
That's really weird to try and sing with that thing because you got like, it's totally off pitch and it's feeding in my ear this when I'm hearing real thing out here.
Yeah.
Who needs pitch when you have a pitchfork?
Who needs exactly? Exactly.
I'm going to steal that one, Carol. I'm using that. Hey, bitches, who needs pitch when you got a pitchfork?
It's going to be a spinoff of the movie Perfect Pitch. It's going to be Perfect Pitchfork. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this edition of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, then check out our Patreon page, Real Ghost Stories Online. You will find us there and get all those extras. And also Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there as well. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you.
episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's. and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.